The one clinic in Mississippi where abortions are performed will be able to stay open, at least for now, because yesterday a federal appeals court blocked a state law. That law requires that abortion providers have admitting privileges at local hospitals. And all of the hospitals near this one clinic, the Jackson Women's Health Organization, refused to grant those privileges. Wall Street Journal reporter Cameron McWhirter is here. And Cam, just to underscore, this appeals panel didn't overturn that state law. New clinics might have to abide by it. The panel just said the law could not apply to this one clinic.
Right. And it also said that in the likelihood of a trial, it's likely the law as it is applied to this clinic would be unconstitutional.
Right.
And it's echoing in a much larger debate, obviously, about this admitting privileges law, which is becoming a popular tactic among anti-abortion advocates.
Now, backers of the law were saying that women in the state could just go to other states. What did the court say about that? Was that part of the unconstitutionality?
Right. The court said you can't slough off constitutional obligations to other states nearby. It was a 2-1 decision. The dissenting judge said that it was, in fact, you can do that, and it's not an undue burden on a woman to drive out of the state of Mississippi.
Yeah. Well, this same appeals court upheld the same law in Texas, this idea that clinics, doctors had to have admitting privileges at local hospitals. Why was it upheld there?
Well, it's a slightly different law, but the issue, the court upheld the concept of regulation of abortion clinics and putting in regulations of various kinds on these various clinics, imposing various health requirements, and in this case, requiring doctors who perform abortions at the clinics to go get admitting privileges. They say that concept is okay, but here in Mississippi, there's only one clinic, mm-hmm. and the clinic demonstrated in court that it's likely it would have to shut down because nobody's going to give them the privileges and they're going to have to shut down. And mm-hmm. in Texas, about half of the clinics had to shut down. There was a similar law in Tennessee where a clinic shut down. So it's become a very effective way for anti-abortion activists to get clinics closed.
Well, as you write, far more effective in reducing access to abortions than the so-called personhood laws. These are the laws that attempt to define when life begins. Mississippi defeated a personhood amendment in 2011. But we're reading that on Monday, some clinics in Texas are going to be mounting a legal challenge to requirements in that state. There are requirements that some clinics meet building standards of ambulatory surgery centers. Now, sometimes that includes doctors having privileges at area hospitals, but it could have other requirements as well. So in Texas, clinics are going to be going at those requirements again. They're going to try.
Yeah, no, this is where the war is now being fought, the shift in the paradigm where you have opponents of abortion who are now shifting the argument to women's health, passing laws in state legislatures, whether it's meeting various building code standards, whether it's requiring admitting privileges at local area hospitals. Opponents of these laws, supporters of the clinics, argue that these are simply tactics to throw more bureaucratic red tape, to impose regulations that can't be achieved and therefore just shut the clinics down. And the end result thus far has been to shut a lot of clinics down.
Except for this one in Mississippi.
Cameron
McWhirter of the Wall Street Journal in Atlanta. Thank you.
Thank you.